Good morning. I'm Michael Fockler.
I'm Amy Dahlhauser.
And I'm Becca Malsbury. Welcome once again to the Bear Facts, the weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School.
For the past quarter century, Garrigan has been the perennial host for each year's District Individual Speech Contest, and we're hosting District Contest once again this year. 420 entries from schools all over the area are competing in all different areas of speech. The contest just got underway at 8:30, and it will continue until around 4 o'clock this afternoon. The public is welcome to watch all of the events, and admission is a suggested donation of $3.
The Bears have 33 entries of their own at contests. In public address, Michael Fockler is performing In the Shadow of Giants, while Alex Hamilton will deliver the address Free Speech in Wartime. Pro selections include Technology by Austin Sauls, a new version of Little Red Riding Hood by Andrea Altman, Melanie Mergen with the Pet Shop Sketch, The Difference Between Men and Women performed by Aaron Quinlan, Anna Holmeister presenting The Little Match Girl, and The Waltz from Sabrina Book.
In poetry, Levi Bernhard will read The Charge of the Light Brigade, Michael Hellman is presenting Tamerlane, Erica Carlson is performing a humorous version of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and Drew McGill's selection will be Hillbilly Poetry. Literary program entries include Jake Rosemeyer with Fickle Females, Little Brothers from Rachel Birdie, and Amelia Goetzer presenting Love with Sarcasm. The Bears also have 3 acting entries, After the Dance by Becky Jennings, Curry Kohlhaus's Defusing a Bomb, and The Little Red Shovel performed by Lizzie Holmeister.
Solo musical theater entries include Becky Jennings with Popular, Michael Hellman with Luck Be a Lady Tonight, and Anna Kolash with I Can't Say No. Alyssa Kirsch is presenting an expository address on 4-H, and Philip Diedrich, Matthew Fockler, and Craig Kohlhaus are entered in improvisation. Garrigan also has 3 students in the field of after-dinner speaking. They are Jake Rosenmeyer with Gambling Grandmas Without Limits, Philip Diedrich presenting Space Aliens Rock, and Michael Fockler with Teenage Girls Irritating Families.
The final category is storytelling, and 5 Garrigan students are entered there. Jenny Brewster will present Goldie Sox and the 3 Librarians. Lizzie Holmeister's story is entitled Bootsy Barker Bites. Levi Bernhard is presenting John, Paul, George, and Ben. And Anna Holmeister will perform The Runaway Bunny. Finally, Anna Kolash hopes to follow up on her all-state storytelling performance with this year's selection, Giggle Giggle Quack.
For more than a month now, everyone at Garrigan has been participating in 100 Days of Fitness as a part of the Healthy Kids Iowa program. Each day, we've been tracking our exercise and the types of healthy foods we eat. There have also been lots of special activities to help keep active. This past week, the homerooms competed against each other in an obstacle course. Mr. Burroughs' homeroom had the best time, with all the students in the homeroom finishing the course in 5 minutes, 9.59 seconds. You can check out a collection of fun pictures from the obstacle course on the school website, bishopgarrigan.org.
Garrigan's math team also continues to do well. Earlier this month, 7 students competed at the regional competition at Iowa State University, and 2 of them qualified for the state math contest in April. So far, Garrigan has had 5 state qualifiers, Michael Fockler, Alex Hamilton, Craig Kohlhaus, Jenny Brewster, and Austin Sauls. The next competition for the team will be next weekend when they head to Dort College in Sioux Center. Congratulations to Coach Daryl Kohlhaus and the math team.
Pop's concert is coming up. The musical showcase will be next Friday. It starts with cabaret acts at 6:45, including Neil Koob, Matthew Fockler, Sean Hart, Melissa Kellner, and Melanie Mergen. Special performances during the concert feature Becky Jennings, Hannah Bodie, Sarah Matthews, Nora Crambiel, Dustin Miller, Drew McGill, Anna Kolash, and Matthew Fockler. Another highlight will be the show choir with a big medley from Greece. It's a one-night-only event, so be sure to be at Garrigan next Friday for Pops 2011.
This coming week is a busy one for the Golden Bear Dance Squad. The girls just got done with their clinic for younger dancers, and tomorrow night at 5 o'clock, they'll be having their annual spring show. Then next Tuesday, the state champion dance squad will be part of the featured entertainment at the state girls basketball tournament. Best wishes, dancers.
HOSA, the Health Occupation Students of America, has a chapter headed by Iowa Lakes health instructor Jeannie Wonder that features both Garrigan and Algona High students. To raise money, HOSA is collecting used electronics for recycling. They're collecting cell phones, digital cameras, radar detectors, laptops, ebook readers, inkjet cartridges, MP3 players, game systems, and GPS devices, whether they work or not. The electronics are safely recycled, and the precious metals and other materials in them provide a profit that goes to HOSA.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Paige Fox. Here to tell you about her is Michael Hellman.
Paige Fox is an Algona native who is active in St. Cecilia's Parish. She has been one of the top sellers in the annual calendar drive ever since she was back at Seton, and she was also one of the winners in the DAR essay contest last year. Paige enjoys her Spanish classes, and she's looking at continuing studying foreign languages in college. We wish Paige the best of luck in the future.
Thanks, Michael. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, Garrigan is hosting district speech contests today. Tomorrow at 10:30, the freshmen will be confirmed as full members of the Catholic Church.
There are intramurals tomorrow afternoon, and then at night, the dance squad will have their spring show in the gym.
The dance squad will be performing at the Girls State Basketball Tournament on Tuesday at the 6:30 and 8 o'clock games. Wednesday, we'll have Mass, and there's also an early dismissal that day for teacher in-service.
Thursday, there will be a matinee performance of the Pops concert for Seton students, and the main Pops concert will be at Friday at 7 p.m. The next Saturday, the math team competes at Dort College.
That's the Bear Facts for February. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.